This is Ana Ojes Castro Guzan, co-founder of Your Words STL. Your Words STL is a 501c3 nonprofit that uses tutoring, creative writing workshops, and collaborative projects to help amplify the voices of marginalized youth. We are committed to bridging racial, cultural, and socioeconomic divides by honing the ability of people to tell their stories while providing opportunities for the community to listen. This podcast is hosted by Michelle Haberberger, Development Manager of Your Words STL.
At what point are we allowing our true self to be revealed? Are we allowing the layers to shed? Are we allowing just freedom within ourselves? And are we allowing people to know who we truly are?
I love Chica and I love myself. If I never met her, I would have never known that I could love someone else.
Greetings and sunshine vibes from YWSTL Podcast's summer series. Today's episode features Asia Berlin, one of YWSTL's longest-serving teaching artists. As a singer, songwriter, sometimes author, and multi-talented artist, Asia gifts her students with the full force of her passion and talent every time she teaches them. Recently, Asia completed a creative writing workshop series with the residents of Sequoia House at Marygrove Children's Home. Marygrove is a North St. Louis therapeutic residence for youth who have experienced trauma or have nowhere to turn. In addition to an interview with Asia, this episode also includes some clips from that workshop series. Enjoy. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, Michelle?
I'm good. I'm glad we could make this work. I know I realized like just as I was about to come into the room that you're an hour ahead of us now. I'm so used to you being in like in the STL. You just had a pretty major life shift. Yes?
Yes, I did. I moved to Atlanta and I was like, oh my God, did I miss it? And then I looked at the time and I was like, oh no, everything's good. So I'm happy we're here.
Yeah, I'm also happy to be talking to you again. I'm trying to remember exactly what was going on. It was like some kind of a technology issue. I know we were waiting for the girls in Sequoia to log in, but it actually ended up kind of being like not like a happy technological problem, but I know I enjoyed it because I got to chat with you. And I remember thinking like, I've got to find an excuse to talk to her more.
Yeah, it was a very it was a very happy tech issue. I will agree with you there. And I had the liberty of getting to know you more. And now Candace was like, yeah, you're going to be talking to Michelle. And I'm like, yes, I love her. So
thank you. You're definitely cooler than me. And you're going to make our podcast cooler by being on it. So Okay. Why don't you get us started by introducing yourself? Who are you and what makes you one of YWSTL's teaching artists?
Yeah, so I am a singer, songwriter, creative, and definitely have to add teaching artist. I've been with Your Words. I feel like I've been with Your Words since about 2017. So what makes me a teaching artist? I feel I'm a lover of all the art in various forms. So I love creating a space for others to step into that same light and really just, you know, let it out. Whether you're a poet, a writer, singer, creative, I just like to create that space to recognize and help people recognize their own gift. And I love being a part of that journey. And I feel like that, to me, speaks volumes about a teaching artist.
So it sounds like a teaching artist, not only do you create art, but you also encourage that creation in others.
Definitely, 100%.
So how have you done that then through YWSTL? Like our whole mission statement is about amplifying the voices of youth, right? So how does that then kind of intersect with this goal of yours of encouraging this creation of art?
So Your Words STL has been a major platform for so many young artists, including myself. And I feel like I have done like with Your Words photography, capturing images of young people using their voice. I have done goodness, workshops that just allow everyone to get out there. So if there's someone that wants to sing, then we're creating songs that day. If you want to get into visual arts, and we're creating visual art, and we're going to write about like exactly what that visual art means to you. So I really think with your words, I was given the platform to just, I guess, to give someone else what I wanted all my life. Which was just the opportunity to speak, because our voice in various forms speaks louder each and every time that we release it.
So how has the organization grown? And then also, it sounds like you're talking about like YWSTL being a platform, and I'm assuming that then led kind of to your own progress too. So how has the organization evolved? And then perhaps how has your own work as an artist evolved as well?
Well, I would say for the organization, I have watched Anna like single-handedly go through and just do so many things. Goodness, teach so many workshops and tutoring and all of that. And Steve, and they were just really in the field at all times. And I watched that. I mean, they still are, but I've watched them grow with their teaching artist, and you and Candace and so many others that have been involved now in this beautiful melting pot. And so just to see so many other people in the field, and it's not just, you know, single-handedly two people that I've known of, just to kind of go in and make it all happen. Tremendous growth, right? And then just the creativity and the evolution of the lessons that have been taught and the writing. I know that Treasure brought in such a beautiful, like a different outlook, and just the different types of teaching artists that they brought in to bring in. You know, it's so much. Like, I get a little overwhelmed with thinking and watching the growth of Your Words STL. But I guess for me, when I started at Your Words, a lot of things that I didn't think I was able to do, Steve and Anna really, they guided me to push forward. Because when I think of a teaching artist, I was like, well, I'm no teacher, but I was wrong. I've learned that I've been not only teaching people around me or helping people to express, because that's my key. Like, the key thing for me about being a teaching artist is really I want people to take away that there is so much room, even with the trauma, even with the way that the world is set up right now. There's so much room for people to be able to speak. And that gave me room to speak. That gave me room to write more about my personal life and my songs, about expressing myself more through art, and just making sure that not only am I a teaching artist, but I'm also learning from the experiences of all the young people that I encounter.
Yeah, that's resonating like really powerfully. The teacher is also the student at all times, like acknowledging that the relationship is give and take. Just so you know, like all the love that you're extending to YWSTL and Anna and Steve, like they throw it all right back at you 20-fold, because they were like, please talk to Asia. She's been with us since the beginning. And they also think that you're way cooler than us. So they are equally enthusiastic about you. I think it's interesting that like you didn't see yourself as a teacher, but you kind of like became one in the process of sharing your art. So what does it mean to be a teacher to you?
Being a teacher, I feel is again, I've used this freely, is being the person that opens up the room, that opens up the space for comfort, vulnerability, and learning. But not just learning for the student or for the young person. It's like you're learning for everyone. And I feel that a teacher is patient, and they can listen, and they can learn, and they can help where they can, and they can inspire and motivate. And those are very important characteristics to have as a teacher, because you're leading these people into the next steps of their life. Yes. Or you're leading them to a place where they can be free and express and just realize that they are the person that they think they are, and they are who they want to become, and they can do anything.
Wow, you're giving me chills. Awesome. Let's get specific. You're about to wrap up. I mean, it'll be after when everybody listens to this, right? But we in, you know, our timeline, in our reality, are preparing for tomorrow, which will be the last kind of culminating event with the young people of Sequoia House, of Mary Grove's children's home. So what has this experience been like specifically working with the young people at Mary Grove?
Oh, I love them. Okay. So first off, Mary Grove, from the time that I entered into Mary Grove, everyone was so, they were open. They were open to me. I made sure that I was open with them. Miss Angelique and just all the staff, they, when I come in, they're like, what's going on? And I'm like, hey, ladies, like, it's such a great environment there. And then just, I guess the young people are, sometimes they come in, they go, or you might have a group that's there for a while. And I just feel that getting to know them was the biggest thing that I could have ever done when going into Mary Grove, because I want to be able to call each and every person by their name. I want them to know that if they have something to say to me, that I'm there to listen. If they want to express anything, I'm there to snap. I'm there to cheer. I'm there to listen. And I think the whole experience with Mary Grove has taught me so much. Like, for instance, like my wife, she passed through Mary Grove as a kid. And so just the understanding of like so many situations and so many experiences that these young people have had, like, I may not have had those same experiences, but they've taught me so much. And the way that they deal with everything from trauma to day to day, like, they get me together. Like, when I'm feeling like I'm having a low day, they're like, yeah, but this is what you could do. Because like, I asked them to create a self-help, like just kind of write out like 5 steps that they would use to help another person that has experienced something that they've gotten through. And when they broke it down for me, just the way that they look at life, the way that they, you know, they cope with everything. I mean, what better teacher? What better teachers to have than people that have experienced something that can pass it on to the next person? I think I'm rambling now, but I love them. I feel like I want society to prepare for these young people. I want them to make a space for them. I want them to have that what they've always wanted, which is that love and light and that space just to be themselves. And I've learned that with them. I'm more myself now. If they're expressing, I'm expressing. I'm writing some things down. I'm putting some things out there. We did a letter to our past selves, and I wrote a letter, and I was like, wow, I didn't even realize that I wanted to say this. But because you all were vulnerable, I was vulnerable, and I wrote it down. So now, like, moving into the final, hopefully they'll give us the opportunity to listen to their voices for this last workshop. Not that this will be the last workshop ever, of course, but I don't know.
It always feels like it though, right?
Yes, it does. It does. It feels like it's the last one. And so I get a little sad because I'm like, all right. And then it's been virtual this time. So it's been a little different, but I still feel like we connected and they shared and I shared and we've, like, it's like you build lifelong, I mean, you could say lifelong friends. If they choose to reach out at a later time in life, I would always be open to talk and to just be here.
You said that these ladies have a 5-step self-help book. How do we get that? Because I feel like we all kind of need it now.
That was a challenge. I wanted to make sure that they felt comfortable with that. And at one point in the workshop, they really did. We were into it. We were writing them out. And then, you know, the next workshop, they were like, let's move on to something else. And I'm like, okay. But there was a lot of people that sat down and they read them out loud. They gave us those tips. I know them, they know them. And so if we could get them to actually like type it out for us and so we can access it, that would be amazing. Because some of the advice that they were given was phenomenal. And I couldn't have said it better myself. Hadn't gone through the same experience. So,
but again, like you said, like society needs to prepare for them. Maybe we don't deserve it yet, right? Like maybe
that's right.
We need to step back and recognize the gifts that these young people bring, because I'm sure that, you know, you mentioned the personal experience in your own family with your wife. Like not everyone is going to recognize that these young people have something to say that we should all hear.
Right. Yeah. I think that's unfortunate, because it's unfortunate in so many ways. But I think one thing is that these young people grow up to be adults. They grow up to be wonderful people. They are wonderful people. And I think the situation is not the person. Realizing that for a lot of people, it's hard. There needs to be. So I think what Your Words does, honestly, is it creates this. Again, I use space because that's what's needed. It creates this space where These young people can be themselves. They learn, they grow, they teach. And whether we know it or not, they take it with them and then they pass it on and then they create, you know, they pass it on to another generation or to other people that need to hear the same thing. And then here we are, we're creating more space that your words has actually touched this person and then they touch another person and here we go. But we don't get to, the world doesn't understand that this was a process and these young people needed this space.
Mm-hmm. What do you see happening next for these girls? Like now that they've kind of received this from you, what do you hope they take away and what do you hope they give to others?
So I would hope that they take away that true expression is like the key to survival. Giving ourselves the different mediums and the different platforms, whether it's through writing or writing poetry, music, collage, art, just visual, like any type of medium. I want them to take away that their voice is being heard on all those platforms. And the more that they use it, the louder it gets. And the more that they use it, the freer they will feel. And mm-hmm. I say that that's the key to survival, because if we leave all of those things that we've experienced inside, at what point are we allowing our true self to be revealed? Are we allowing the layers to shed? Are we allowing just freedom within ourselves? And are we allowing people to know who we truly are? I want them to take away that expression is survival. It is part of their survival.
And to be able to continue to utilize expression in those moments when perhaps they need them the most.
The most, yeah. I know, like at one point when I had a few workshops and I used to say, let's be truthful without being hurtful.
Mm.
When you have the opportunity to express yourself, let's take it in the direction that everyone, not to say we have to cater to others, but let's take it in a direction where everyone can receive it. The more people you touch, the more people who hear what you actually have to say. I want them to say what they have to say, and I want them to use every medium that they've learned through your words. I want them to use any techniques that they felt were useful from any of the teaching artists they've they've encountered, and just move forward in their lives, just expressing themselves and hopefully passing that on to the people around them. Because there's a lot of people in this lifetime that haven't gotten the chance to say what they needed to say to anyone or even out loud for themselves.
And what a gift you give to these girls doing that every single time for them. Wow. Well, before we do anything else, I feel like we should also hear more of you, right? So why don't you take a second to promote yourself? What are you working on right now? Where can we plug into your work?
So right now I am finishing up a project, which hopefully it will be released in the next few months. Currently, I have a project out. It's called Sentient Soul. It's on all platforms and a pretty cool piece of work, but I'm diving into something new. Right now, also, I am in the process of growth. So what you hear now may not be what you hear next year or in a few months. And so I am taking the time to allow growth and to allow myself to be open to new surroundings, like here in Atlanta. New people. And if you see me, if you reach out, just know that I'm always going to be available to chat and a familiar face and a smile. Other than that, I really have been wanting to dive into some film. And I think this might be a good place to kind of to get my feet wet and see if I can start with doing some extra work or something fun. I don't know. I want to try new things. And you know, this whole new experience is what I'm doing. So you can find my music out on all platforms. Asia Berlin, of course, AYSIABERLYNN. You can visit the website, asiaberlin.com. And just look out for anything for me. It could be, I'm pretty random when it comes to creativity. So I'm hoping that you'll allow me grace and just follow my work.
Well, I know I'll definitely be following you. And as your creativity continues to expand, if you ever want to, you know, considering how multi-talented you are, write a novel, hit me up. I would be glad to help you out. Not that you need it.
Well, thank you. No, I will say that that would be awesome. What about children's books? I wrote a children's book like like 3 years ago. And I
of course you did.
I did, but I never did anything with it. And then Anna's like, that's kind of good. You should move forward. And I never did. And so that's been sitting in the back of my mind. So Michelle, I hope you will, you'll still be good.
No, that wasn't just banter. I mean that. Let me know. Like, seriously, let's talk.
Okay. I love that.
Thank you so much, Asia.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
This first clip from Sequoia was co-led by a couple of talented people, including Candace Smith, YWSTL's tutoring coordinator. The residents took part in creativity-sparking exercises and then wrote and shared some poetry.
So, okay, struggling with depression can be hard, but a lot of therapy can change your ways of coping with your emotions.
Good. Thank you for sharing. That was a good warm up.
So basically, I'm gonna start. It's called Chica. It's based off of my dog that had died. Okay, so it says, when all else fails, I still have myself. Although nothing lasts forever, the memories will be kept. The nights grow longer as the days cut shorter. To have my Chica back would be asking for a heart attack. So I love the moments that we had and wish that I had them back. I love Chica and I love myself. If I never met her, I would have never known that I could love someone else.
That was good. Okay, when someone shares, we have to clap to celebrate their bravery and their creativity. And that was really good. That was Gabby, right?
Y'all.
Bruh, that was really good, bruh. Oh, you want to snap like a poet? Okay, you can do that too.
Look at all, they're all snapping for
me. Who else wants to go?
Erin.
Come on, Erin.
The loss of a friend is like the death of the sun. Like how one night each month, the night goes pitch black. But just like the moon, friends wax and wane. But deep inside, my heart is deep black. How can one come back from such a tragedy, from such a dead end? But each hit you take makes you a little bit stronger, and each tear you cry lets you last longer. Because the moon waxes and wanes, and sometimes it's full, it's sometimes new. But when it's its darkest, stars shine their brightest.
Thank you.
Okay. Elena, I gotta read yours. Yours is good. I'm gonna read hers. I thought it was nice.
I wanna read it.
It wasn't a poem, it was just saying something. She was upset when she first got here. Because she didn't want to be here at Marigold. But she said at the end of the day, she felt good and she has gotten better relationships with her parents.
Good job. Is that everybody?
I'm done now. I didn't really get the prompt, but I did it anyways. It says, losing my cousin made me feel like I lost a part of me. He was my pride and joy. That's why it was hard for me. My life turned completely around. After that, I felt like I was crashing to the ground. But after a while, I got better, realized he was always going to be there, although not in life, but in spirit.
This last clip is from the final culminating celebration with the residents of Sequoia. Listen for evidence of the strong bonds and sense of community Asia helped form among the group members.
Yeah, it says, don't let these haters come by, you better hold your head high.
Okay, and what did that mean to you?
It mean like when other people look down on you and tell you you're not gonna do this, you're not worth it or whatever. You have to look behind, like you have to look behind all that and know that you're gonna be something and that you literally hold your head high.
Okay, go ahead, Kiera.
I have a song lyric and what it like mean to me.
Okay.
Okay, so it came from my song that I picked today. Good for you. I hope you're happy and healthy. Like, okay, so that mean lies to me. A boy like did her wrong. She don't wish bad on him or nothing. Like, good for you. Hope you're happy and healthy. But bye.
Anybody else have some lyrics they like to share? A poem? Any quick? A quote? We did go over quotes. I did not put that on our recap, but we had some quotes. We had some really good quotes. These past workshops.
I have another quote.
Okay, it's by BTS. It say the only time you should ever look back is to see how far you've come. I got something to say to Miss Anna. It been like on my mind the whole time we've been sitting here. You look like one of my favorite TikTokers.
I'm not a TikToker, actually. So.
Oh, are you sure?
I wish I
was. You.
That's pretty awesome, Miss Anna, that you can look like one of the famous TikTokers. But ladies, it has been a pleasure. If there are any final words, anything you'd like to say before we head out today?
Thank you.
I have something I would like to say, if that's okay. To Miss Asia, me knowing you, how you work with the girls, I really appreciate everything that you do. We work with them, pulling their feelings out, and helping them to learn how to use their feelings in an appropriate way. I really appreciate you for that.
Okay, well, ladies, I will see y'all soon. Y'all enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah. Bye.
Thank you guys.
Bye.
Asia Berlin is an American singer-songwriter who embraces the highs and lows of life. With her soul-stirring lyrics and her sultry tone, Berlin dives into herself to create a magical vibe and ambiance for all to feel. Born in St. Louis, Missouri, and raised in a small town in Ohio, Berlin began to explore intricate blends of genres from R&B, electronic, pop, and soul music. It was very early in life that she became enamored with artists like Anita Baker, Aaliyah, Jill Scott, Pink, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and India RE. Asia Berlin co-produced and released her recent EP, Synth and Soul, produced by Native.Genius in October of 2020. Learn more about YWSTL at www.yourwordsstl.org. You can check us out on social media on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at yourwordsstl. Our intro sounds are by Joey Ferber, and our outro sounds are by Asia, who was featured in this episode. In honor of the occasion, we thought we'd let the entire song play. Thanks for listening.
Running, hiding from my doubt. I don't wanna take no breath, cause I feel like I might just die. I've been trying to hold on tight to my sanity. I'm feeling like I might just fly high off the love that you gave to me. Feeling like I'm drowning in insanity. Shit is old to me, and light on my mind, and I got no need to fake it. Manifesting shit, cause I don't know if I'm gonna make it. I just need to know it, and I know it now. And if I can't, then I'ma have to figure it out. All these questions in my mind. All these questions in my mind.